Your call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello, Aiden?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Evan from Local Splash calling you.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up? I understand you were requesting a cancel.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was just doing a bunch of research on it. You know, we've had a lot of trouble with just other businesses with everything trying to get our business rolling. You know, and so I wanted to dig a little bit deeper into Local Splash. And to be honest with you, the only thing I was seeing was bad reviews, and you know, that I was told that. Well, with the service.
Where specifically are you seeing those?
I was seeing it on Better Business Bureau. I was seeing it on a couple other websites like that. I did see a couple of your guys' reviews that were good, but at the same time, it was just, you know, pages and pages of reviews that were saying, you know, like when I first signed up with you guys, I was told that with the service that we were going to be at the top of the list, you know, on the front page or whatever, and that there's only like two or three spots that go on there for each category, and all the reviews were saying that they heard the same thing, but then they weren't at the top of the list, or that
okay,
they're like,
yeah, well,
they're bad, you know?
In the sense of like Better Business Bureau. And that's generally where people go to complain more so than actually put in a review as a consumer. Like, if you want to see like a more broadband aspect of what we actually do, definitely just take a look at our Google reviews. There's literally over 1,000 of those. And you can see, yeah, there's some bad reviews, but a majority of which are good ones. But in the majority that are bad, I will say there's two situations that they review us bad on. It's usually the cold calls in the middle of the day with people complaining about us calling them, and they're in the middle of a job. They're business owners. I get that. And then the other half are people who actually call us up and retain us, but we don't call them. We don't go into their area because they just simply don't have the demand, as well as sometimes they just don't have open positions. The majority of the time, it's just because of the demand. And they take us on thinking we can change that demand when we're marketing them the best we can, but there's just no jobs.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's not the case with your situation. There's a demand out there. We reached out to you because there's an actual area that we can fulfill and bring you in jobs for. It's a whole different situation.
Yeah, no, I totally understand it, you know. And I saw there was like a bunch of people saying that you guys are a scam. I know you guys aren't a scam. But yeah, there's just a lot of stuff that's like, once they gave access to Local Splash for their accounts, for their business accounts, for their websites and stuff, that the website, wasn't even their actual website. They just changed it, used a super basic template, and then you guys only market it on your guys' account, so you can't even like really find it. And I don't know how truthful that is, but, I'm sure
it's
you can
not
see
at
that
all
skeptical from us, you know?
Yeah, I get like you can seem skeptical. There's probably some reviews like that of people who just really didn't see through even the past like 2 weeks, I guess. Because if we actually published the website for them and actually had it out, and I think the only site you have to purchase additionally is just like a domain if you don't have one already. And then we just put it on the domain and it's connected, and then we host it. And it goes from there. It's still under your full ownership. In fact, if you want to make any changes to it, we can. You just call us up, and I believe you get like 30 minutes of phone time every single month after the initial setup month, of course. But every single month afterwards, everything's done. You can tweak it however you want and sit on the phone with them and let them know. And even just email them or text them, and that doesn't even count in that sense. They just get it. But we definitely fine tune them. The websites we make, they're all different accordingly to the actual business. We use your own pictures, themes, we put your logo on there. Of course, we'll, including the more depth of the theme, of course, your like coloring and everything we'll do as well. But, I mean, I get us having bad reviews. I mean,
well, and I understand, you know, Disneyland, every company has those reviews, you know. But it was like, man, to be honest, it was hard to find a good review. And so that's what made me seem super skeptical. You know, our whole business pages and everything just got, like, completely deleted and disabled because
of
a game that was...
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, you know...
Yeah, like, you're not doing that with us. That's not what's going on at all.
Right. Yeah. And I know you guys aren't, like, a scam. That other place wasn't even a business, you know, it was a scam. And I understand that you guys are a business and you guys can deliver results, but it was, like some other reviews on there too were saying how it just started with you guys and it'd been like close to month two and that their stuff still wasn't live. And every time that I've asked, whenever I'm just speaking with somebody that, like I had the client interview this morning and.
Right.
I was asking her, you know, what's the timeline that our account would be live and active where when people search to get their windows cleaned, we're going to pop up. You know what I mean? And nobody has given me an answer on it. So I'm like, man.
Really? No one said anything to you? Gave you like a date, like, cause looking at this specifically, it's like the 45 to 60 day range for your position.
For our account to be live?
Not only to be live, but to be listed onto that first page.
Okay, and so by that first page, so normally, so if I were to go on the Google right now and I look up, you know, window cleaning, it's always, there's like three that pop up, and then you have to click the list, and it shows the rest of them. You know, there's a little drop-down for Seymour.
Right.
So when, in the position that we filled, when somebody searches up for window washing, once everything is live and we're up there, where would we be on that list? Is like the very, very top, is that just determined by how much traffic they bring in and reviews and stuff, or is that, are these spots that you pay for? Does that make sense? Like, where?
It's mixed, because, yeah, how these people retain that in the first place is definitely they work with a company like us, and they get programmed efficiently and effectively enough to be put there. On top of the fact that you're getting reviews retained in and put in, and that also dictates your positioning. But we're going to get you put onto the actual top listing. All we have to do, or all you really have to do left, is just get the jobs, and then we'll take care of getting them to review you and just expedite your positioning so you're amongst those very top three. And the very top one isn't something we can retain, absolutely. It's just all in where you are in the location. So if you're on the west side of town, one person is going to show up on the first spot versus being on the east side of town, one person is going to show up on that side, if that makes sense.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I totally understand. Yeah. The other thing that I was
saying, I'm sorry they weren't getting clear about it. I'll definitely reach out to our ops team and make sure that we get a little bit of clarification within the people that are handling this this front part, because we have the back-end programmers that are just steady at work, but we need a little bit of more efficiency within the people who are relaying the messages to them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. The other thing that I was seeing, just, and this is just strictly off the reviews, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just said, most of what I was reading was on Better Business Bureau. I just see some of those reviews.
Better Business Bureau, at the end of the day, it's not somewhere that normal consumer goes to give a good review. Pretty much the Better Business Bureau is a place to be verified how you conduct business on a professional sense to essentially approve that you're not a scamming company that actually is legitimate versus people who go there and have like a consumer-based bad experience. They want to give a bad review everywhere they essentially can. And I get there's certain situations where like they aren't fulfilled or like they just didn't get explained exactly what they're getting into. But exactly what I laid out, everything in front of you is exactly what we're going to provide. There's going to be no really delay. There's going to be no insatisfaction. Everything that you're going to get and what you think you're going to get is exactly what is offered. I'm sorry if we just didn't get it right in the initial terms, but I'll definitely make sure to correct that.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, it's not like a huge, huge deal, but it was kind of like frustrating to try and get that answer.
Right.
And it wasn't really one because, you know, if we're paying the money, especially with us, you know, we're a small company, we're starting up, we're going with you guys because we think that you guys can send more traffic our way. And that's a decent amount of money, you know what I mean, every month. And
yeah, yeah, you want to make sure you're being taken care of correctly. Yeah, 100%.
Well, it's like we wouldn't want to pay for multiple months of this and, you know, pay almost $1,000 and then our site still isn't
right.
even live, you know what I mean? And it's like,
right.
man, I can't get any answers. And then once you go online and do a little bit more research, and then it's like, wow, I'm seeing all these people with either the same issues or, you know, they told them the same things and there was nothing delivered, which could also be on their part 100%. But,
the
I was seeing was just with, Facebook profiles and the Facebook ads and stuff. People were saying that, you know, all the pictures were like super blurry, which I saw in your guys' email that, you know, they have to be of a certain quality because you guys will post them either way. And, you know, that's the consumer's
right.
part. They're not saying
yeah.
the correct image. But there's people saying that, like, the ads didn't have their business name on them. Again, with the website, it was like a super basic template. It didn't have all the information that they needed on there for people to understand, like, what kind of company they were. There was landscaping companies saying that, you know, people were contacting them for something completely unrelated of landscaping because of those search words on there. And then when I was
right.
looking at the search words that I got this morning in the client interview, you know, we're window cleaning and holiday lighting, custom Christmas lights, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And once I saw the email that had the keywords, there was like truck cleaning on there. And I definitely did not say anything about truck cleaning. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
And
I
sent an email back to that email and said, we do not do truck cleaning. You know, please remove that from the keywords or whatever. And it wasn't that long ago I sent that, maybe an hour or two. I haven't gotten a response back on that yet, but it was just those little things within the first, you know, the first couple of days that have been with you guys, it seemed a bit concerning. And you know, at the end of
right.
the day, we don't want to waste our money and our time and our effort on something that we're not sure is going to, you know, in return, give us back the quality
yeah.
that we're looking for.
100%. And what I wanted ahead and did is reach out to that ops director or really their supervisor, so to speak, and who really handles that whole sector of our whole entire business. And I'm going to get this rectified for sure. This is not a normal experience that I have. I'm just not sure what's going on with that end. So I'm sorry. I'm so sorry you had to experience that. That is not normal. I will be fully transparent with that. So I went ahead and reached out to them, and I'll speak with them as soon as I get off the phone with you. Make sure this is rectified
yeah.
immediately.
Okay. Okay. And you know, we'll go ahead and stick with you guys. I don't want to cancel any because I understand that there's just people out there that write bad reviews because they don't know what they're
right.
doing, you know, but.
And that truck cleaning thing is not acceptable. I'm so sorry. Seriously, like, I will legitimately get this corrected immediately because that's not how we should introduce you to our company. And we'll get that right. But,
okay.
I appreciate you just having the trust. That's all we need is 1% of trust. And I guarantee you we'll gain the other 99%. It's going to be a great relationship. Just give it a little bit of time. Let us get these few weeks out of the way, and then things are going to get rolling very soon here.
Okay, awesome. And I don't know if this is something that you could do personally, but the one thing that I would like truthfully is just an email with the things that we need to do to get our business rolling. Because
okay.
I've gotten like six different emails for different things, and it just seems, you know, a bit unorganized, if I'm being honest. And I can't, I'm like, I don't know what I need to do, because we want to get this up and rolling as soon as we can. We don't want anything on our part to delay, you know.
Okay, yeah. I'll make sure that we put it in, like even in a checklist. Maybe we can maybe send over something like that to you that's just going to give you, like, maybe the Google verification process, the Facebook account setup if you don't have it for your business yet, and then just maybe some pictures for the Google profiles and advertisements. And I think that's about it that they need.
Yeah, definitely. That would be perfect.
Perfect. So I'll go ahead.
I've been on. Yeah.
I'll go ahead and mark it down as well.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, I was in on the dashboard, and I saw the email that had, you know, to upload, what was it? It was like work vehicle license plate, work tools, business registration, that kind of thing. And I've uploaded all of that, but I also know that some are required and some aren't. But I don't know which ones are which, like which ones I need to put on there, which ones I don't need to put on there, so... I put everything on
there. Yeah. Yeah, like if you could have someone that calls you up and kind of explains that kind of more in detail for you, would that help?
Yeah, you know, I want to get the Google verification thing done. Truthfully, I just want to get everything done that we need to get done as soon as we can. I don't want to delay all of this because of, you know, just a miscommunication.
Yeah.
Basics, you know what I mean?
100%. So what I think I can do actually right now is schedule a call for you to go ahead and have someone help you out with the Google verification for starters, and then they can do that accordingly afterwards for everything else that they need, like just to make sure that you're doing everything efficiently and as fast as possible, if that sounds good.
Awesome. Yeah, that would be perfect, man.
When would you like that, like probably next week, huh? Or would you like
later today? You guys aren't. I can't do later today. That's why I had the client interview this morning, because I had a bunch open time this morning. But I'm assuming you guys aren't open on weekends?
No. We'll be back in the office on Monday.
Okay. Okay. And what time do you guys close? And what time zone are you guys in? I guess what time is it for you right now?
We're on the West Coast, so it's about 1:30 right now, so.
Okay, perfect. I'm only an hour ahead of you guys. And
right,
so when are you guys
front.
Taking
the
we're,
day? We're getting out of here at 5 o'clock your time.
5 o'clock my time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we get in the office at 6, at 8 o'clock your time, I'm sorry.
Okay, perfect. So I could do this next Monday at 4 o'clock, if that'll work. 4 o'clock my time,
4 o'clock.
So 3 your visit.
Perfect. Yeah, I could definitely do that for you. Let me go ahead and schedule that for that Google verification. And that's the Monday 30th at 4 o'clock your time, 3 o'clock ours scheduled. And you'll have someone that's going to be calling you promptly. I made sure to notate. And again, I'm going to go ahead and reach out. I already pinged him and he pinged me back to the supervisor that handles all of that to make sure we get that corrected. And I definitely get some training in order for that, because it's just not how we should introduce you to our business. And I'm sorry for that. But you can expect that call sure for them, and they'll help you out with that Google verification, just give you clarification, maybe some steps as well if you need it, just to walk you through and make sure that you're doing everything correctly and exactly what you need to do.
Okay. Well, perfect, man. Thank you again. And I hate to be that guy, but I just hope you can see kind of where we were coming from, where
it was 100%.
Because we get really hesitant on whether we should do it or not.
It's no problem at all. I totally get where you're coming from, and I appreciate you reaching out. I'm really sorry for the start experience. It's not how we generally operate. I'm going to get that corrected, but you can expect the call on Monday at 4 o'clock your time. They'll take care of everything. I'll make sure everything's going to be rolling very smoothly from here on out.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, man. And what was your name again?
My name is Evan.
Evan. Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Evan. I appreciate it a bunch, man.
No problem, Aiden. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good one. Have a blessed weekend.
You too, man.
Thank you. Bye. You too.